Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have Robert Carrington with me once again. He is the president and CEO, and he's also a director of New Range Gold Corp. He's had a very substantial history as an exploration geologist, working with several different companies in the past, and really glad to have him with us again today. Thanks for joining me, Robert.
Jay, thanks for having us.
Always good to have you with me to talk about what you're planning to do with a company that I own shares in. New Range Gold Corp trades in Canada under the symbol NRG. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol NRGOF. Roughly 75 million shares, but a minuscule market cap, about $13 million, 18 cents in U.S. money right now. Robert, I'd like to just get started for the benefit of those who may not be familiar with you. I know you've been on with us before, but we always have new listeners. So what is your business model? What, you are an exploration company focused in primarily in Nevada, though you have some properties in Colombia as well. But what is your, what are you setting out to do? You're not planning to be a miner, I believe. You're probably an exploration company. What are your plans for Nevada?
Well, we first and foremost certainly are an exploration company. I have a long exploration history. I do most of the professionals involved with the company. But we also have strong production backgrounds. I've been employed or as either an employee or a consultant in underground and open pit mines. And I've actually taken mines from exploration hole number one through production and into closure. Mm-hmm. The business model for New Range Gold really is to acquire, explore, and develop high-quality assets in favorable jurisdictions. Now, whether that, the acquiring and exploring part of that equation is primarily in-house, and generally the development would be through joint ventures, farm-outs, other things where our shareholders would get the benefit of the exposure to production, but would also have a significant exit strategy going forward without suffering the tremendous dilution that a junior often suffers if you try and develop a project by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it happen very often. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact an awful lot of juniors think they can build mines, but if you've never built a mine, it's unlike anything you've ever experienced in your life. So, you know, I have done it. I know exactly what it takes. I'm confident that the team we've assembled could do it if that's where we see that we need to go. And certainly that also adds a lot of value and increases the likelihood of a takeout. Mm-hmm. If incoming company can see a very clear road to a production strategy.
All right.
So, you know, everything we're doing is really geared toward moving all of these projects into production, be it Pamlico or El Dobio or Uramalito down in Colombia. The drilling we're doing is geared toward identifying a multi-million ounce near-surface oxide gold deposit. We actually have initiated very early stage metallurgical test work on some of our drill cuttings, and we'll be doing a lot more of that as time goes on. And so, you know, we're essentially going down the road of looking like we're going into production, which makes it a lot easier for a company that's already in production but looking for more or replacement resources to take a serious look at either buying the project or buying the company.
Yeah, and doing early metallurgy makes a lot of sense, too, because if you have any problems or the lack of them, you get that out of the way right away before you start spending a lot of money proving up a resource that may have its challenges. But you have a very, very large project. What is the size of your, and I'm talking about Pamlico in Nevada, what is the size of that land package, and How do you narrow down your priority targets?
Pamlico itself covers about 2,300 hectares. It mm-hmm. is mostly, it's 99% unpatented mining claims on BLM-administered public land in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And as far as prioritizing targets on a large land package, it's actually, we control the entire Pamlico mining district at this point. Mm-hmm. The prioritizing is relatively simple. We just started with where we knew the most, which was around the Merritt Decline, where we had been able to do a lot of surface and underground sampling, started drilling there, and then we're stepping out. As we learn more and more about the system, our exploration will become more and more effective, and we will carry that on into some of the other target areas. Like, you know, right now we're moving off, we're starting to explore in the Pamlico Ridge Zone, which is a tremendously large zone. And as we grow further, we'll start exploring in the parallel Gold Box Canyon Zone, which is a mile and a half long parallel zone to Pamlico Ridge. And then on down the road, we'll be doing more and more work in the East Zone, where we see potential for sediment-hosted style mineralization.
What are your plans for this year? What do you hope to achieve this year with your exploration program? Because it looks like you've got a lot of things, a lot to shoot at. I mean, you're looking at fairly sizable targets, as you just noted. And how soon might investors expect you to do enough drilling in one area to start pulling together some sort of a resource so people can get a sense of what you might have and what, you know, start to figure out what value they might be willing to prescribe to your project?
Yeah, my goal is to, assuming the markets and everything hold together for the remainder of the year, is to complete a sufficient amount of drilling to enable us to initiate a resource assessment or a resource estimate in early 2019. Mm-hmm. And that would require us putting at least probably another 100 drill holes into the Pamlico Ridge target. And we're really focused on the Merritt Zone, where it intersects the Pamlico Ridge Zone, and on south to the intersecting east-west zone, as shown on maps that are on our website. The reason for this is where we know the most about the structural control of the gold mineralization there. From everything that we've seen in our surface mapping, the gold mineralization seems to share very common characteristics up and down the Pamlico Ridge Zone and the Merritt area. And I don't want to run the risk of essentially becoming a badly scattered land and cattle company,
right,
where we're drill a few holes here and a few holes over there, and at the end of the day, we've spent a whole bunch of money and we don't have enough in any one place to come up with a resource.
Right. No, that's
so some of the outlying targets, like the East Zone, even the Gold Box area, we have spectacular surface samples, excellent geology. Until we know a lot more about them or have a identified resource in the Pamlico Ridge Zone, all of these other major targets on the in the district are going to receive very minimal attention.
You recently sent me a picture of quite a lot of visible gold showing up in it. You know, I've been to museums. I've seen spectacular specimens in the past. What should I take from this beautiful picture of a rock with lots and lots of gold in it? What is it supposed to mean to me as a non-geologist?
Well, that particular specimen was one that I picked up this last Friday while I was down reviewing the drill program with Nate Tewalt. And the real takeaway from that is in part where it came from. It's approximately halfway between our east-west zone and the Merritt area in the direction that we are currently planning on moving the drilling. So we'll gradually be stepping off in this direction. From a geological standpoint, it's an important specimen because it shows coarse gold in the quartz veins in the same geologic environment, in the same occurrence, as we see in some of the high-grade quartz veins near the Merritt area and elsewhere on Pamlico Ridge. And it just, it's another indication that we see the same style of mineralization all along that that general trend. And it, from in detail, that specimen is also indicating that the gold is really not occurring in the massive white bull quartz, where it could be more difficult to get.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at where that gold is occurring in that rock, it's all in the brown iron oxides that are in the brecciated quartz. So it, once again, it's associated with the oxides, and it is not encapsulated by that quartz. So it should be a relatively simple milling process to recover that gold.
Yeah, well, that's why early on metallurgical studies are so important. How much money do you have, Robert, and do you, are you funded well enough to take you through this year, or are you going to have to raise some more money?
That we have just under $1 million in our treasury, and we have between $400,000 and $700,000 of additional revenues will flow into the company because of joint ventures on the Colombian projects.
Uh-huh.
Whether that's enough to carry out all of the exploration this year will depend on how many additional drill holes and how deep we drill.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, because we are drilling reverse circulation at Pamlico, our mm-hmm. drilling cost is a fraction of what core would cost.
Sure.
And, you know, we're typically able to drill. Our direct drilling cost is around $33 a foot, $32 to $33 a foot. Whereas core, and we would have to drill PQ core there at Pamlico. It's very large diameter, very mm-hmm. expensive. We'd probably be looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of probably $100 a foot.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
possibly higher.
All right. So, I mean, your 100 holes you figure you need to drill to come up with a resource. Are they relatively shallow? These are relatively shallow targets, I take it.
For the most part, they are very shallow targets. We've drilled some deeper holes for stratigraphic purposes because there are additional favorable host rocks at depth at Pamlico. And we're tracking those, trying to build a good 3D model so that we can then effectively target those at depth at a later date. But most of our drilling is really focused. It's less than 500 feet deep.
And all right, Robert, with just 30 seconds left, can you tell us what investors should be watching for the next 6 months then? Drill results, I suppose, right?
Okay, over the next 6 months, I think you'll see joint ventures at both El Dobio and Uramalito. This will both bring money into the company, and it will eliminate the drain on our treasury supporting those projects.
Mm-hmm.
And as investment drivers, we should be getting our initial drill assays here in the next week or certainly coming weeks.
Oh, good.
Metallurgical results will be a major driver.
Okay.
And our favorable U.S. listing is going to be a big driver as we go forward on our marketing plans.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we have some things to look forward to. We don't have to wait too long the way it sounds. So I thank you very much, Robert, for being with us again, and look forward to keeping up with you going forward into the future. You certainly do have a very exciting story with lots of high-grade assays, so we'll really watch you very carefully.